In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, hello and welcome to tonight's edition of World News on Jamil Jam Network. A new petrochemical complex came on stream in Iran's western province of Kermanshah with President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in attendance. In an address to the inaugural ceremony, President Ahmadinejad said the enemies are aware that all their plots will fail in face of the steel of the Iranian nation's resolve. He cited Iran's progress as among main reasons behind the hegemonic power's belligerent approach toward the nation. The president reiterated that the enemy's efforts to stop the Iranian people from moving in the nuclear path will only make Iranians more resolved to expedite the national development drive. University entrance exams started across Iran and in 18 foreign countries, with over 1.3 million applicants competing with each other to secure a place in the country's universities. The Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani says Washington's demand to open an interest section in Tehran is just deceptive rhetoric. Speaking to a conference of the Engineers Islamic Association, the top parliamentarian pointed out that the White House officials would have responded to a Tehran proposal 2 years ago on establishing direct Iran-US flights if they were honest in their claims. Reacting to the remarks by some members of the European Parliament, Larijani said that the policy of carrot and stick has long proved inefficient. He reiterated the West will receive a wise response in return for a wise behavior toward Iran. The former chief negotiator then called on the Western countries to take into serious consideration Iran's geopolitical status, as well as its huge human and energy resources in their interactions with the country. 612 tons of narcotics produced in Afghanistan have been seized and destroyed in Iran in 2007. Head of Iran's drug control headquarters, Ismail Ahmadi Moqaddam, told the ceremony marking the International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking that over 400 drug traffickers were arrested in the previous year.
The president said the bullying powers could not impede the Islamic Republic's achievements in nuclear technology. He said the enemy's attempts to weaken the will of the Iranian nation have proved to be futile, adding that the nation should remain steadfast and build Iran with all of its capabilities. President Ahmadinejad said even if the enemy succeeds to close all doors on Iran, the Iranian nation would become more determined to continue its peaceful nuclear path. Elsewhere in his remarks, the president said the U.S. was facing the end of its empire and its decision to come to the Middle East region was a suicide attempt. He said the U.S. knew that its decision to come to the region was a suicide attempt, but it took the risk in a failed bid to prevent Iran progress. The head of Iran's Majlis, Ali Larijani, stated on Thursday that the West would suffer if it continued to speak with a language of force against Iran. Larijani said Western powers practice cruel methods to curb Iran's technological advancement, unjustly taking advantage of nuclear and human rights issues. The parliament speaker said the West uses double standards when dealing with terrorism. He said many people in Iran have been assassinated by the Mujahideen Khalq organization, which is now removed from the Europe's list of terrorist groups. Larijani warned that unless the West stops using the language of force to discuss Iran's peaceful nuclear program, no constructive end would be reached. Elsewhere in his remarks, Larijani called reports of the U.S. plans to set up diplomatic presence in Iran a deceitful rumor. Larijani said if the Americans were honest in their intentions, they would have accepted a 2006 request by President Ahmadinejad for direct flights between the two countries. Iran's Prosecutor General Dori Najafabadi has urged Pakistan to take measures against the assassins of an Iranian judicial official and the kidnappers of 16 Iranian soldiers in the southeastern province of Sistan Baluchistan. Dori Najafabadi made the remark after the Pakistan-based Jundullah terrorist group claimed responsibility for the assassination of Ibrahim Karimi, deputy prosecutor of the city of Sarawan. He said Pakistani President Musharraf should give Iran an answer about the assassination and the kidnapping. The Jundullah group led by Abdul Malik Riki is responsible for a series of assassinations and bombings in the Sistan-Baluchistan province, which borders Pakistan. Earlier this month, terrorists kidnapped 16 Iranian soldiers and took them across the border to Pakistan.